Chapter 4 of Saint Benedict. Chapter 4 of Maurus and Placid, and how Saint Benedict founded 12 monasteries at Subiaco. It was not to the old hermit life at Subiaco that Saint Benedict had returned. His fame had spread too far abroad for that. There were other monks in the valley beside those of Varia, men of a different stamp, seeking God in the simplicity of their hearts, but living under no particular rule, and with no definite aim in their religious life. For such men as these, when they came to put themselves under his guidance, Benedict had no refusal. There were others, too, rough barbarians and simple dwellers in the valley, who, desiring to give themselves to God, were seeking for one to lead them in his ways. All these, like fatherless children, came thronging to Benedict, and thus was formed the nucleus of the order that was to regenerate the world. House after house was built, as the need arose for further accommodation, until there were 12 small monasteries under the saint's direction. At the head of each of them was a prior or abbot of his own choosing, who could have recourse to him in every difficulty. Benedict himself lived at the monastery of St. Clement's, with a few chosen monks who were to be the living embodiment of his ideals, and to whose spiritual formation he devoted himself unceasingly. Over this large family he ruled well and wisely, a living example to his monks of what their lives should be, and gaining the experience of men and matters that was to find expression later in the rule of his order. So did the wilderness begin to blossom as the rose, and as the fame of the monks of Subiaco began to spread abroad, men came from all parts of Italy to see the man who had done such wonders. The memory of the boy of noble name and nature who had fled from Rome to dedicate himself to God in the desert had not died out in the old capital, and many Romans went to Subiaco to see Benedict and ask his advice.